This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
It's Thursday, October 21st, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Worker dissatisfaction grows as the economy hits a tipping point. And is a small business cloud on the horizon? This is the Business of Tech. Seven in 10 tech workers are considering quitting their jobs in the next year. That's survey data from Talent LMS and Workable. About 4 in 10 say it's due to limited career progression. Just under a third say it's lack of remote working options. 85% say they felt their company focused more on attracting new employees than investing in existing staff. About 30% say burnout is the reason they're leaving, despite 58% saying they were suffering from job burnout. This is the U.S. economy has hit the tipping point on the shift from an industrial to an information economy, per a study by the Interactive Advertising Bureau with researchers. The report finds that the internet-supported economy over the past decade has shifted from jobs that related mostly to technical internet functions like coding to jobs that help deliver information and facilitate communication through data. Work is dispersing, too. This concept of a third workspace is creating some new versions. Saks Fifth Avenue with theirs, a program called Saks Works, bringing co-working space. It's $300 a month or a $50 day pass. Why do we care? This is all data to feed those working on helping small customers be effective in the changing world of work. That's another day. There's a powerful lesson here about keeping your employees. Business owners know it's easier to keep a customer than gain one. It's also easier to keep an employee than hire a new one. The Washington Post has an article talking to employees about their new job searches, but two items in it struck me. First, the line, "Don't stay where you're not heard." And the second, "Company loyalty goes both ways." This is an area where both managers and small business owners can shine. Does loyalty go both ways? Are you expecting loyalty but not delivering it? Right now, with people so scarce, it's a good time to be asking really hard questions if it's not too late. So we hear all the time about the big cloud providers, Amazon, Google, Microsoft. But what about a small business cloud? That's Protocol's basic premise looking at Backblaze's filing for IPO. Quoting the article, "There's an emerging gap in the market here. Neither Backblaze nor Cloudflare are in a position to challenge industry leaders like AWS, Microsoft, and Google anytime soon for the breadth and depth of cloud infrastructure business. But they both realize that catering to smaller companies represents a potential new era in the history of the cloud. While big companies can manage the increasing complexity of major cloud services to get the functionality they need, smaller businesses are often overwhelmed by it and struggle to hire the right talent to make sense of it. Why do we care? Well, if Protocol only knew there was a collection of companies literally devoted to making sense of those technologies, I guess I wouldn't have a job if they did." This is pretty solid reinforcement of the value of IT services companies in the new world. That said, if there will be a second list of companies to know and become experts in for cloud service delivery, that shows the complexity. I think Protocol is wrong to believe this is an or. It's not Amazon, Google, Microsoft, or these other providers. It's Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and these other providers, making the problem even more complicated for SMBs and exposing the expertise required and to be made into a business. Preaching to the choir here, but important not to lose sight of the core value. It's the consulting to make sense of it that's not technical, that's business.
Cybersecurity for small business has become overwhelming. Unprecedented threats, escalating rhetoric, and limited resources. None of us can battle alone. Lean on your community at Calyptic Security. The Calyptic Community Shield automatically unites small businesses and raises the costs and challenges for cybercriminals by harnessing threat intelligence from our community. If they attack any one of us, everyone gets the benefit with Community Shield. The best part? No added cost. By working together, we will prevail. Learn more at Calyptics.com and tell them Dave sent you.
Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPRadio.com/engage.